with purpose, on purpose. Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 38. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So when you have a purpose in your life, you do things on purpose. If you have a goal, a reason, an aim in life, then you are going to do things intentionally to reach that goal, that purpose in life. So what do people say when say that might be a goal in their life? Well, one of them, of course, is to make money, to make a lot of money so they can do what they want, when they want, go where they want to go, and buy what they want to buy. They want to have enough financial resources to have a nice house, a nice car, a comfortable retirement. So they get a job, they work hard, they do the things intentionally in order to accomplish that purpose of making money. Now, some people want power, might say that they want power to be able to control their lives, to take charge of who they are and what they get to do and say. They want to say something and have other people do things for them. Some people simply want to have control. They want that control. Those take charge opportunities in life. So they will do the things that they need to do to make that happen. So, what is your purpose in life? I'm not going to ask you to answer that right now, but before that, before we answer, we need to look at what happened to Jesus in our Bible passage. So he's on the road to Caesarea Philippi, and he asks the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And he gets the answers. Well, John the Baptist come back to life. One of the other prophets are Elijah. Then he turns it on them. "So who do you say that I am?" Peter, one of his disciples, speaks up and says, "You are the Christ." Great answer. But he's got the wrong idea about what the Christ would do. You see, Peter thinks that Jesus, the one whom God's going to send, this is going to be somebody with power to make his dreams come true. He's hoping that Christ will overthrow the Roman government so they can be free, so there will be no more oppression in their life. He believes that Christ will show incredible political and military power. But that's not the type of Christ Jesus had to be. He couldn't be that guy. He had to correct this false understanding of what the Christ will do and what purpose he has. Some say the Son of Man must be rejected. He must suffer. He must be killed. So Jesus has this purpose in life. Now the question is, why? Why does he have to do this? So we go all the way back into the Old Testament, and in Isaiah chapter 53, a prophecy is spoken there, and it describes the Christ who will be despised and rejected, was esteemed not. He was stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. With his stripes, we are healed. He was oppressed and afflicted, and the Lord laid our iniquity on him. The Old Testament spoke it, and so it must happen to Jesus for him to be the Christ. God has given Jesus a certain mission. He has to live up to his name. The name is Jesus, the one who saves. God has given this purpose, this mission, this task to Jesus. He is to save his people, to forgive them, to reconcile them to God. We heard in the epistle that God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The result, we are reconciled to God. Why must Jesus be rejected? Why must he be killed? Why must he suffer? Because he has this purpose in life. He has to reconcile us to God, to forgive us, and to give salvation. Jesus is the one with the power. Jesus is the one doing everything on purpose. Jesus healed a blind man and made a deaf man hear. He fed thousands of people with some bread and some fish. He cast out a demon from a young girl. Jesus is going up a mountain to be transfigured with all his power and glory and display dazzling white light for Peter, James, and John to see. Everything Jesus did was on purpose. He did all this for you. He did this for me, to forgive you, forgive me, to save you, to save me, to make us brothers and sisters in Christ. You do something on purpose because you have a purpose in life. As Christians, our purpose in life is, and here's your answer, to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow Jesus. Why? Because Jesus had a purpose, and now he has given us a purpose to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. He suffered. It was necessary for him to die. He had to die. He had to be killed and then rise again. He did all this on purpose for you and for me, all to give us life and to give us a clear purpose. Our clear purpose is deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow him. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.